Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I am just honored to be sitting in for Alex Jones for a whole week. And he much-deserved vacation. If you don't know who I am, I'm Jason Burmis. I've produced a couple films out there, Loose Change being one of them. I wrote and directed Fabled Enemies, both readily available over at Infowars.com. And right now, we've got a guest on from Gun Owners of America. This guy was heavily involved in the Buchanan campaign for the presidency. We played a Buchanan clip earlier today where we have Tom Blankley talking about how we need conscription. That was back in 2007. He just launched a book yesterday called Grits, where Fox and Friends is praising the idea that we have a mandatory military for all people 18 years old and above. I think it's 18 to 25. You got to serve at least 2 years. How lovely. And we also had a caller earlier asking about a carry and conceal permit. You know, I know it varies from state to state, but in my state of New York, it's almost impossible to get a conceal and carry permit unless you're a former law officer, a former military officer, and even then it's not guaranteed. So welcome, Larry. How are you today?
We've got a Fisher Cut Bait real fast for capital advantage.
Oh, okay. Maybe we don't have him on. We have somebody in the background there. All right, we'll wait one moment. Let's see. Until we get him on, I want to talk one more time, I guess, about this Obama climate change czar who has socialist ties. Carol M. Browner, President-elect Barack Obama's pick as global warming czar, was listed as one of 14 leaders of the socialist group's Commission for a Sustainable World Society. That's the Commission for a Sustainable World Society. Whenever they're calling for a sustainable world society, and people like, Gordon Brown are the heads of it. You know what? We should play that clip. We got a couple minutes. Can we play that Gordon Brown New World Order speech again? And, Gordon Brown is so pro-world government. It is mind-boggling to me. It's more than mind-boggling to me that people don't understand that the New World Order is real. It's on the cover of their newspapers there. And this is him before he's even elected. This is the guy that's the successor to Tony Blair. You don't see him in the press as much as you did with Tony, but we only saw Tony because we were in a war crisis. Let's go to that clip.
About the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment, an investment in education, infrastructure, and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there you have it. He says New World Order, I think, three more times in 20 seconds. That's what this, sustainable society is about. It's about a global government, global tax, and that's why Obama appointed this woman. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, why do I keep harping on global warming? You know, yesterday we ended the show with a clip from the Great Global Warming Swindle. Or we did that the other day and somebody else called up about the Great Global Warming Swindle, and it's a patent piece. Well, it's because the people that they bring in using global warming as a guise, like this global warming guy, Kyle M. Browner, are really members of the World Sustainable Society and are calling for global governance right on their websites. So we'll get back to that later on. Right now, we have Larry Pratt, who is the president of Gun Owners of America, a nonprofit lobbying organization formed in 1975 to preserve and defend the Second Amendment rights of gun owners. See, folks, these are the real deal. They're not the NRA. They're not all about gun regulation and grabbing your semi-automatic and automatic weapons, but they're pro-Second Amendment. Larry, thank you for joining me.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on the show. You know, we had a caller earlier today asking about conceal and carry permits, and I know that that it differs from state to state. You know, in New York, where I live, it's awfully hard to get one. I believe he was out of South Dakota. Do you know anything about the regulations there?
As far as concealed carry regulations are concerned, because there are two states that happily have none. Mm-hmm. You just carry as a matter of right, Vermont and Alaska. But South Dakota is certainly among the most
easy to get the permit, and a huge percentage of the population. At one time, I think there was something that, like, at least a tenth of the adult population has such a permit, which is partly the explainable because it has been on the books. Their law has been on the books so long, and we see that every year that there's something like this on the books, more and more people get around to taking advantage of it. And you know, the pity is that Americans have grown accustomed to thinking that we can't do something without the government telling us that we can do it. We think it's better to have a permit law than a prohibition, but we certainly think it's much better still to have something like Vermont or Alaska where no permit is needed.
Yeah, and it's not like crime is out of control in Vermont. In fact, it's one of the nicest places that I visit up in the Northeast. When I get out of upstate New York, it's gorgeous. The people are great. You would never really know that, you know, people were carrying weapons because it's just so second nature. There is no real violence there.
I asked a police official one time in their state police, because it's an issue that comes up when you're talking to politicians and police officials, not necessarily rank and file, in other states, and especially when concealed carry, making it easier for concealed carry legislation comes up. I said, so how do you guys handle the fact that there's no computer database available to the state police when they pull somebody over, otherwise are approaching a suspect? How do they handle not knowing whether or not the guy has a concealed carry permit since you don't have them? He said, well, listen, any police officer, regardless of what his computer is telling him, that the person he just pulled over, whatever, oh, he has no concealed carry permit, therefore I can go up there chewing bubble gum and looking at the stars, you know, he's putting his life in his hands. And he'd better assume, he doesn't have to be a jerk about it, but he just better be on his guard that the guy could be armed, because the bad guy isn't going to be in the system anyway.
Yeah, exactly. The guy that's actually going to pull a gun on you isn't going to be the guy that has the conceal and carry permit. He's going to be the guy that has warrants out for his arrest and knows it, and knows if he has an interaction with this cop more than 5 minutes that he's going to jail. And that's when you see, I mean, I see him all the time when you're watching Spike TV and you're watching these confrontations. It's never a guy with an actual permit. It's the guys outside of the car, you know, waiting for the officer to move, and then they shoot him.
In fact, the one advantage that I can think of, and it's a temporary advantage, I would like to think, of having concealed carry permit holders, is that when you do the research and you find out what the crime rate is among those folks versus the rest of the population that does not have them, the folks that are carrying concealed and have a permit to do so have about 90% to 95% less violent crime than the rest of the population. So when we hear how much that we're putting people in danger to give everybody the opportunity to be carrying a gun, we should think the proper answer is, oh, well, good, let's see if we can expand it, because, frankly, wouldn't lowering everybody's crime rate to 95% like the existing carry folks, wouldn't that be a worthwhile objective?
You would think that, but the you know, the numbers are always fudged, and the fear is always predicated in the media. Oh, these people with guns, they're dangerous.
And they want to control us, and obviously control is a bit more problematic if everybody's armed. Ask George III. Wasn't that a bit of a difficulty?
Absolutely, and that's why you see this attack on the Second Amendment. I'd like to get your views on this incoming administration. We're now a week away from the Obama administration being sworn in.
Just telling me that there's only 7 days until Obama is not a settling thing to think about. I know you're right, and it hasn't been exactly a bowl of cherries under Bush, hardly. Mm. But Obama, yeah, it's unsettling.
So, and why is it so unsettling for you? I mean, now we, you know, obviously you have the people that went out and bought guns. There's record sales out there and ammunition, thinking that he's going to come after their gun rights. And I think that's a real fear. I can see him, you know, going to the people and asking for this, and then that the media portraying it in such a way that we really don't have a choice. That's how many people are behind this Obama movement.
Oh, yeah. Well, Obama's got a record as a state senator, especially because he was there for a while, as a real gun banner. He doesn't think people should have guns unless they are working for the government. And if I had to choose between groups of the population, I would say everybody except those working for the government. After they work for us. They don't work for the government.
It's supposed to be for and by the people, yeah.
Yeah. So if we're going to be disarming people, which I'm not advocating, then it ought to be those that work for the government. Let's get this straight. They work for us, and they should do whatever it is we tell them, even if it's a bit goofy. And they can always not work for us if they don't like those terms. But so we got a guy that's really anti-gun, and he's got a background that you just can't get away from. He's tried to do what so many politicians do and sound like he's a man of the middle. I think he's simply playing the Hegelian dialectic. He votes one way, he talks another, and he makes you think, oh, good, he's finally come to his senses. So your guard goes down, and wham, the synthesis is, gotcha. So this guy has put in, for example, as a nominee for Attorney General, the fellow that was there at the Justice Department during the joyful events of Waco. He's the guy that went and tried to get the Puerto Rican terrorists to accept a pardon. They had not been seeking one. They thought it would somehow stain the pristine nature of their just cause. You know, they'd only shot a few people in an invasion of Washington and the Congress. But, you know, that's little stuff like that. A long time ago. And so they actually deliberated whether or not to accept the pardon from Clinton. And this was something that Holder himself did, and it bypassed even the normal pardon office in the Clinton administration. So this guy is somebody who works around the law, works around established procedures, and he does it to benefit people who are convicted of murder and mayhem. Meanwhile, he would like to put average gun owners in jail. He signed on to the friend of the court brief, along with Janet Reno, that was opposing the overturn of the D.C. gun ban. He was in favor of people not being able to protect themselves. And obviously there's a penalty in the district, and pretty much even now, yeah, you can have a handgun. If you crawl over glass, stand on your head, and do a few other ridiculous things, you might be able to get your permit in the District of Columbia. Well, Holder thinks that's just fine. The more difficult, the better. Impossible, better still. At least possible legally. Obviously, the crooks got their guns quite readily in the District of Columbia. But I really don't think that bothers these folks, because they don't see crooks as a threat to them and to their system. I didn't say our government, their system. They see crooks as people who are on the margin and not with any political agenda. They view people like Alex Jones, like Gun Owners of America, as having an agenda that's opposed to theirs. That's what bothers them. They want to control us. They don't care about controlling the criminals because they're largely irrelevant. But we're not, which I guess is somewhat of a compliment. They don't bother about things that are irrelevant. But this is Eric Holder. This is the first nomination out of the box, if you will. Unconstitutional as it may be, he still will be the nation's chief law enforcement official. And he will have at his control and at his discretion the bureaucrat levers of power that will enable him to do what Bush has been doing to manufacturers and owners and dealers, and I suspect it'll even be more brazen, more harmful, more people in jail, more innocent people in jail than even now. This is going to be a very rough ride, and I don't see the Republicans holding. You have to have basically all 41 of them to make anything slow down in the Senate. And so far, they haven't been doing very well at all in early votes on the Obama agenda. And you've got just enough that'll flake off that I think we're going to be in real trouble.
Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And when we come back, I want to talk about that District of Columbia Supreme Court ruling, because in the media, it was championed as a win for gun owners. Oh, you can have guns in D.C. You only have to do all this. to get it. See, it was all about regulation because, like he said, the true criminals don't get permits. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 13, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 821.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 846.29, 423.15 for half ounce, and 211.57 for the quarter ounce. That's 846.29, 423.15, and 211.57.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring
independence. What a novel word, independence. You do things on your own. Free human being, sovereign human being, who knew? Before we go back to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, I want to talk about one of our great sponsors out there, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Really no gimmicks, folks. You want food, grow it yourself. You can get some of the best seeds out there over at SurvivalistSeeds.com. They help us pay the bills, and they help people have real food. And we're going to talk about that in about an hour or so when we have Jonas Stolzwitz and Maurice Thompson on. But, you know, it's always nice to have the insurance policy. And where I live in upstate New York, I've got like a small little garden. And it's actually fun for me and my 4-year-old niece to go out there and pick some tomatoes. She loves it. And she picks the snap peas off the wire. And it's fun. And then we go have a nice good salad or dinner. It's good stuff. Survivalistseeds.com. All right, let's go back to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. And, Larry, before you tell the listeners about this D.C. Supreme Court ruling that I believe it happened over the summer, why don't you tell people where they can get their information from you?
Gunowners.org, best place to go. You could call us toll-free at 888-886-GUNS or 888-886-GUNS, G-U-N-S. But the place where you get direct access immediately to the information we've got is at gunowners.org. You'll find, in fact, I think we still have it for today, maybe, a commentary that I did on this D.C. court decision, the Heller case. It's right there on our main page. And we will shortly have up an email alert dealing with the Holder nomination, a very concerning one, and there will be an opportunity if you go there to gunowners.org and open that alert for Holder, you'll be able, or against him actually, you'll be able to send an email to the senators telling them to put some backbone and oppose this guy. We're in a desperate fight. If he becomes the attorney general, it's just one more sign that the Republicans are not going to be of any help, that they don't have it figured out yet, that they have been so successively unsuccessful in the last elections, several elections really, because they have decided to become Democrat light, and, you know, the base doesn't want Democrat real or Democrat light. They want something that's constitutional, that stands up and opposes these guys, and the Republicans are still not, by and large, I mean, there are exceptions, but most of them have not gotten the message.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get the message either. I mean,
called the stupid party for nothing.
Well, both parties at this point seem so amalgamated into one agenda. I mean, even the debates are just, you know, they're milk toast. You know, it seems
absolutely
like they'll say, not only will they say one thing, but, you know, they'll lean towards somebody, but they don't actually take a real position saying, hey, this is what's going to happen when I'm in the presidency. It's, we'll see what we can do, and of course you have the right to own a gun, but then they don't tell you about all these regulations that are going to come with that.
Right.
So why don't you discuss that D.C., basically what you do have to do to get a gun in D.C. now?
Well, first of all, we can say that the Heller decision did one thing that was particularly helpful. It said that the Second Amendment does actually protect an individual right. Now, we knew that all along. The Constitution said that all along. But the importance of the Supreme Court saying that is that the lower courts have to deal with that. If they don't, that on its face becomes an appealable issue and makes it easier to get bad decisions at the lower federal court level brought to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be important because there's a lot of things that the Heller decision did not touch on, and it means that they're still up for grabs, and there's going to be a lot of litigating between now and when the cows come home. The Heller decision said two things, which were really the only two things in front of the court. So in fairness, which is kind of hard for me to do, but in fairness to the court, that's what they should have done, was to just simply rule on those two things. And they came to the right conclusion on both. It's unconstitutional to ban handguns, and it is unconstitutional to require the encumbrance on other allowable guns, the long guns that the district so graciously allows people to have, had to be encumbered with a trigger lock, and they had to be kept in a safe, and if they were ever brought out and used for self-defense the way the law was written, that would have been breaking the law.
Yeah, it just seems so ridiculous that I'm supposed to keep my gun in a safe. If there's something going on in my house,
hello,
I need my
yeah
gun. I mean, I might have to reach for it in a time I don't have time to punch in a code. Who knew? It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis with Larry Pratt. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in for the week. And, you know, I hope you go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and get a hard copy of Fabled Enemies and make 10 copies and hand them out. Or get a hard copy of Alex Jones's Endgame and get 10 copies and hand them out. You know, hold a screening. Get the information out there. Because it's through human communication that we're able to relay these ideas. And people actually do start to think for themselves. They do question things. And that's what we need now more than ever when we have a president coming into office that expects sacrifice and service. When you have Rahm Emanuel coming in saying that he is for mandatory conscription of 18 to 25-year-olds. And now you have this new book being published called Grits. This guy's been on the trail now for 2+ years talking about conscription, Tom Blankley out of the Washington Times. And it's all about programming you to be for it. And I'm worried about it. A lot of people are behind Obama, and like I said, especially when I'm in New York and I'm going through the mall, and I just see shirt after shirt and hat after hat of Obama or Yes We Can. And these aren't election shirts. These are like fashionable, like hip-hop style jackets, shirts, like $35 hats. You know, the culture is being brainwashed. All right, let's go to go back to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Larry, why don't you tell people how they can get this information, what's the website and the number, and then I'd like you to tell me, why is it so hard for, you know, a New Yorker to get a carry and conceal permit as opposed to these other states? I mean, I've often wondered why it is that, you know, my buddy who was in the National Guard couldn't get a carry and conceal permit once he got back from Iraq.
Well, gunowners.org is where you're going to find the information about what we're up to at the federal level, the congressional lobbying that we're doing, particularly to draw people's attention to the alerts that we keep a log of the current ones right there on the homepage. So when you go to gunowners.org, you'll be able to see the things that we're working on, the things of concern, and what people can do about it with a few easy clicks, sending off email to their senators, their representatives, whatever is the appropriate recipient here in Washington. In New York, you've had something that went on the books relatively early in this country, the Sullivan Act. It has a, in my mind, it has a rather ironic history. The name Sullivan might suggest correctly that the namesake is Irish. It was an Irish state senator, Sullivan, who was importuned by some of his criminal constituents, the Irish mafia, as it were, that they didn't like the influx of these Italian mafia coming in from southern Europe, and they were basically hitting on the turf of the fellas that were already there, and they didn't like it. And so they, in the name of crime control, the constant handmaiden of these scalawag politicians, in the name of crime control, they enacted the Sullivan Act, targeting, basically, even though the language was general, targeting these Italian mafia that needed to be controlled. Well, it shows that even crooks can be stupid. Here they are, willing to break the law 6 ways from Sunday, and they assume that a gun control law is going to disarm their opponents. But when the politicians worded it, naturally they worded it as a general matter so that persons and people and citizens of New York, so forth, were the targets. And the initial impetus behind the law has been long forgotten. And instead of the Italian mafia being the target, now it's the free citizenry being the target, which is the way politicians really like it. And there just hasn't been the horsepower to back it off. We had a you can find similar laws in other states that have actually been pushed back. Virginia had one that for years was being applied in a very arbitrary fashion by local judges. And even though, for instance, Oliver North was able to show that terrorist Abu Nidal actually had a contract out on his life, the courts decided, oh, right before an election that he was running for Senate, you might say, that he wasn't a person of good enough character to be able to get a concealed carry permit. Well, after that fiasco, we got then State Senator Virgil Goode, who later went on to serve with distinction in the U.S. House of Representatives, to change the concealed carry law so that discretion was taken away from these judges. That's something that needs to be done and would help enormously in New York. If you just made it into the kind of law you have in Virginia, it wouldn't be quite as good for other reasons, but it would help enormously. If you go in, you make your application, they can't prove that you're a crook or, you know, some other disqualified person, they gotta give you the permit. And that's what we did to take it away from the judges in Virginia. We've just never been able to do that in New York.
Yeah, New York's a tough one. Larry, in the next 90 seconds, why don't you tell, you know, gun owners out there, people who are pro-Second Amendment, what they can do today to help ensure their gun rights for the future?
Well, I think it's important that the people not stop speaking out. If the politicians think we've gone away, they're going to just be all the more unaccountable and unconcerned about the opinion of folks back home. There's been a reluctance so far on the part of Democrats in particular to initiate anti-gun legislation unless they can get the NRA to support it thus baptizing it, making it respectable, not even really gun control, as long as it has that kind of across-the-spectrum support. Mm-hmm. And we've got to make enough noise that no matter what the NRA does, the politicians will understand that they're still playing with fire. The same fire that burned them in 1994 when the Democrats lost control of the Congress over the gun issue, and when Al Gore lost the presidency over the gun issue. Now, the Republicans need to hear from folks at home as much as the Democrats, because the Republicans have never figured out that if it hurts their opponents, then it would benefit Republicans to make their opponents vote on it. That's something that is going to be harder in this Congress because the rules are not favorable and they're not changing them in our favor. But nevertheless, the Republicans need to hear from folks who don't agree with what they're... I mean, Orrin Hatch right now is the guy that's selling out the cause on trying to fight Eric Holder's nomination as Attorney General. Orrin Hatch has already broken ranks with the small Republican caucus, and if we don't have his vote, we won't be able to, unless we can get a Democrat from somewhere, mount an opposition to Eric Holder through a filibuster threat. Thank you very much, Orrin Hatch, the, quote, conservative from Utah.
Well, Larry, it's politics as usual in my mind. They say one thing and they do another. I thank you so much for joining us. It's Gun Owners of America. And I want to shift gears right now. We only got a couple seconds in between. But I want to play this Metallica video. I think it's important for people to see. It brings up a lot of the things that we talk about, from eugenics to chemtrails to, you know, the light that is not light is here. All right, let's play the video. PrisonPlanet.tv is where to watch this, folks, if you're a subscriber. All right, hit it. Of course, technical difficulty for some reason. Do we not have this loaded up? I could have swore that we had it loaded up. Of course, it's not going to work, right? Oh. Well, folks, I really, really want to play this for you. I don't know why it's not playing. Maybe we can refresh the page and hopefully it'll come up. But really, again, I mean, it's got a lot of interesting things in it. And, you know, for them at the end to play actual news clips of, here we go. There we go. Boom. All right, let's get the volume on it. Do we have the volume on it? Okay.
be found. Release your grip without a sound. Still alive, immolation. Still alive, infamy. All loser days on, heresy. Still you run, what you come up to be.
And you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray. The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
From one killer band to the next, Metallica, Rage Against the Machine. The info war continues, folks. And why do we just play that Metallica video? Well, we're going to play the very, very end of that horror show. But if you saw it at the very end, you're on PrisonPlanet.tv, you saw them put up the chemtrails. And the chemtrails is what killed the larger part of the zombie population, because it had chromium and barium in it. But now, at the very end, they're going to play actual news reports. Listen.
And be part of a...
Bring it back, guys.
Chemtrails now getting widespread
attention. It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky. They were just, it was just like a giant chemtrail.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by
the EPA. But at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Proving the source is a whole other matter. Well, who else would be able to have planes in U.S. airspace other than the United States government spraying chemicals? And again, they spin it as to the arsenic and the barium in there are basically to thwart a Russian plot to zombify America. I don't care for that spin. I don't like that spin. But there's a really crazy music video from the Tunguska event to Russian eugenics to chemtrails all being intertwined. I encourage people to check that out. We got a few minutes for calls. I know a lot of people have been holding. And then we're going to go to Jonas Stolzfitz in the top of the hour. And then after 30 after, we're going to have Maurice Thompson. We'll take your calls again at the bottom of the last hour. Let's go to Bob in California. Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? I was actually calling for a question for Larry. I don't know if he's still on.
He's not, but maybe the next time we get him. What was your question for him?
Question was actually, I wanted to know his opinion on Appleseed Rifle Clinics, and because the gun culture is so divided, I was going to ask if they're doing any cross-pollinating with other organizations such as Appleseed or any others to try to come up with a unified front.
Well, I would throw him an email. I'm not quite sure. I know Alex plans on having him on again when he gets back, so hopefully we can answer that question then. Let's jump to Robert in Texas. Robert, what's on your mind?
Jason.
Yes.
Great to talk to you. First-time caller.
Cool.
I called with a question for Mr. Pratt, but I'll just go ahead and put the issue out there.
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago, here in Texas, I was felonized for a DWI.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the penal code of the state of Texas, 5 years after I have done my time, whether it was in prison or completed parole, I'm allowed to own firearms again.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, federal law says that for the rest of my life, I am to be defenseless.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was going to ask Mr. Pratt, and I guess I just put out there, is I wonder if there's any organization out there at this time, as far as a Second Amendment organization, who is pursuing that legally. Because, you know, with the Heller decision,
mm-hmm.
I know they threw the felon thing in there, but they said that the Second Amendment was a God-given right, the same as freedom of religion or freedom of expression. So, you know, if that's the case, how can they take it away from me?
And, that's a great question. You know what? I would say go to Gun Owners of America, send them an email. Larry Pratt is a lot more prevalent than me with his gun owner knowledge. I'm, you know, being a Second Amendment advocate, you know, I really, that's about all I know. I don't really handle a gun. I got a .22 in my house that's my roommate's, and he's a hunter. That's why we have that there. You know, it's deer season not so long ago. I wish I knew a little bit more. All right, let's go to Brandon in Canada. Brandon, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good. Quickly, Brandon. Yeah, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, you want to put me back on hold then?
I can't. You know what? I will put you on hold. We'll take your call at the top of the hour. Then we'll go to Jonas Stoltzfitz and Maurice Thompson. That's right. They're SWAT teaming people who are trying to sell you healthy milk. Imagine that. We're just going to take it, put it under government control, cut out the small farmer. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.